Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblezer, Managing Editor, and my guest today is Arya Meckel, Israel's former ambassador to Greece. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And the topic, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis arrived in Israel on Tuesday, leading a delegation including his foreign and defense ministers. Discussions in Jerusalem are expected to focus on energy-related matters that have led to tensions in the Mediterranean Sea, in addition to Israel's prospective annexation of parts of the West Bank in accordance with the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan. Officials are also keen to jumpstart tourism between the countries despite the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Meckel, regarding the first issue, how concerned is Athens over Turkey's growing activity in the Mediterranean, and how could this impact on the pipeline deal between Greece, Cyprus, and Israel?
Greece is always concerned about Turkey. The men on the street in Greece hates the Turks, but officially they have cordial relations, and they visit each other, etc. But they are always concerned, they always suspect the Turks of all kinds of anti-Greek affairs. As far as the pipeline, I'm actually a skeptic because we've been discussing the pipeline for 10 years now. I personally attended dozens of meetings on high level in Greece, and it comes up in every summit between Netanyahu and the Greek and Cypriot leaders. But as of now, we have not seen any plans. We have no idea who will finance it. We don't know if it's even feasible, technically speaking. So this is a good topic for every meeting, but I don't see a pipeline, quite frankly.
And in your opinion, where does Mitsotakis stand on the potential application of Israeli sovereignty over regions in the West Bank?
The Greeks will never stand alone. In other words, they will always try to be part of a certain consensus in Brussels. They will never go out of their way to stand alone. Besides their relationship with Israel, which has been good during the last decade, they also have a close relationship with Egypt and other Arab countries. In other words, they will basically follow Brussels. If there's more than one opinion in Brussels, they may try to find a way to not to be among those who are really against Israel. They're not against Israel, but they will not take a solitary stance.
And do you believe that Israel and Greece will be able to arrive at some kind of agreement that allows for renewed tourism?
Well, we can try, but the Greeks rely heavily on tourism. This is their number one economic area. But they have about 30 million tourists a year, and Israel amounts to about 1% of it. So while they will welcome Israeli tourists, no doubt, it's not a crucial issue for them.
What is Greece's primary interest in terms of what it can benefit from Israel?
Greece presumes to show that it has some sort of standing in this area. And the idea of having good relations strengthens their hands. Also, the Americans like it. In reality, there isn't much that they get from Israel or expect from Israel. It's actually the other way around. It's the military cooperation from which Israel benefits, basically because of Israeli pilots can fly over Greece and its airspace and learn how to fly in unknown areas, which they may need in different unknown areas. Greece, basically, it's about having a standing in the area, about being important. There's nothing there which is very important to them other than tourism, which is nice to have another 300,000-400,000 tourists, especially during Passover, namely April, and Sukkot, namely October, when the tourism season in Greece is rather weak, and Israelis happen to come during these two holidays.
Arya Meckel, Israel's former ambassador to Greece, I very much appreciate your time.
No problem.
I'm Charles Biblezer.